Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Your eyes take some time to adjust, doesn't it? But you want to thank God that the light has come. All I'm trying to do is say, look at what you're listening to. Look at what you're reading. And if it's okay and you can live with it, that's fine. I am just a messenger of God to say, be careful what you're eating. Be careful what you're listening to. Because Satan is very subtle and we are no match for him. So when we start playing with God's word, we mess things up. And I'll tell you that all of these Bibles are leading to a one world religion, and they're leading you one step at a time and one generation at a time. And we can see how they're pointing. They won't, like I say, Satan itself, but he won't just change everything. He's got to go step by step, a little bit at a time. If he say, hey, I slipped that by him, we'll keep going. Then we'll change more, we'll keep going. So those next slide I had up there, Sheldon, was just those verses which I already covered. So I think people might want to write those down. So it was quick tonight. That was it. We covered the ESV, the NIV, and the New King James. Like I said, a lot of Christians won't even touch the NIV, but they will pick up the New King James, but they just don't know that they did a hook and switch on, bait and switch on them. They hooked them with the King James and then switched it right in the middle of it, and they didn't even know it. Frank got a question. Yeah, always. This is Bible study, buddy. That's what we're here for.
I have a comment.
Sure.
I really like what you're presenting, and what I say, don't think that I'm...
Hey. Hey, look, let me make this statement before you make it. I don't have to defend God's word.
Right.
It'll do it all itself. So your comments are always welcome.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. I just don't want to, I'm a student.
Yeah.
And a teacher of God's word also. And when we talk about authenticity.
Yes.
I'm kind of hearing that you're saying that King James Version is the authentic word, and
for English speaking people, we'll add that in there too.
I just want to say that all translations are interpretations.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
The King James is an interpretation. New King James.
Well, I would not say the word interpretation to get to the semantic. I would say a translation. Because, I mean, you can... what word did you use again?
I'm saying all translations.
Translations, right.
Interpretation.
Well, yeah, that's the question, the interpretation of the translation. Because some of them are, like you said, thought process. Some of them use different...
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Say why all translations are interpretations. Because yeah. There is an authentic one.
Right.
And the authentic is not New King James. It's the original.
Yes.
Which is, what we know, is Hebrew in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And Greek in the New Testament.
Correct.
So in other words, like what you were describing earlier, when the word sonship and servant was mentioned.
Yes.
Of course, I agree with the King James Version using the word sonship.
Amen. Thank God for that. For
other translations, like NIV and ESV, while New King James used the word servant.
Yes.
And the word for that was used, like in the Book of Acts, is paida.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's where you get the word paediatrician.
Right.
You know, in Greek.
Right.
Paideia, you know, children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get it.
Right.
So I believe, you know, so then King James Version is right in translating it that way.
Okay.
Now, there are instances, like what we talked about last week,
mm-hmm.
where King James, to show you that it's not perfect, just like all translations, right?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that, but that's your...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.